children.
That's right.
You never know what they're thinking.
That's right. You sure don't.
Mine, they come up with some stuff that I go wonder how did they think of that. It surprises you. Those are real good things. Amen. Amen. I didn't know what I was going to speak on today, but I heard some things that got my mind going, and it was saying about God's word. Amen. God's word is true. It's good. It's just you can depend on God's word. You can depend on God's word. Amen. It's everything that we need.
Yes.
Amen. But I had something else I wanted to preach on too, but and I'm gonna talk about that. It's Hebrews. Let's turn to Hebrews 12:1-2. Amen. It's a familiar scripture, but I want to put something a little different on it rather than the race or the athletic endeavors that we do, because all of us are not athletic. Amen. And people never run a race in their life. People never know what it is to prepare for a race. Amen. In doing so and saying so, that you know, when people prepare for certain things, some people like the Olympics to make a mention. It comes every 4 years. So in order to be ready for that moment that it takes 4 years of intense training, dedication. You cannot say, well, I'm going to lay off for 2 years, and then 2 years I'm going to train real hard. Because there's some people out there that are training all 4 years to do the same thing that you're doing. And if you haven't trained, if you haven't made the sacrifice, if you haven't made the dedication, when they stand on that platform, your song is not going to be played because you haven't made the sacrifice. You haven't made the dedication for 4 years like somebody else has. Amen. So let's read this scripture.
Hebrews
12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Today, like I said, I want to talk about it a little differently today. I want to encourage you today to let go and let God. Amen. Let go of the things that hold you down, the weights that hold you down. Amen. Let go of things that are not godlike. Amen.
All right.
Because God, it says, he's coming back. Not only is he coming back, he's coming back for a purpose.
Amen.
He's coming back to get his bride. And we know that on a wedding day, a bride is supposed to be pure, supposed to be clean, supposed to wear white. Amen. That's the bride that Jesus is coming back for. He's not coming back for somebody that's been doing something in the dark. That's not right. Amen. somebody that's cheating on somebody, amen, because they didn't see it because it wasn't in their face, it means I didn't do it. Uh-huh. My little granddaughter asked me the other day, when does Jesus sleep? He don't ever sleep. So he sees everything you do. He sees everything you do. Amen. He said, even when I'm sleeping, I said, yeah, even in thoughts. He sees it all. Amen. Our Sunday school lesson the last Sunday was talking about the thoughts, how that when you see somebody and you think lustful thoughts in your mind and your heart, although you don't go through and do the actual deed, when you think of them in your heart, you've already committed the sin. And that's what Jesus is not coming back for. Amen. So I want to encourage you to let go of all those things and let God, amen, be your saving grace. Amen. Whether you're homeless.
Yes.
Amen. And I want to get this straight too, because a lot of people are homeless because they want to be. Amen.
Amen.
And you can't help those kind of people.
That's right.
Those people are going to be homeless because that's what they choose.
That's right.
But some people are homeless because of circumstances beyond their control.
That's right.
They have no control. Let's say about the fire that just happened.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
People were burned. They lost their houses through the fire.
Yeah.
Amen. Those people didn't choose to be homeless.
Amen.
Right. Amen. But, you know, in their search for justice, the search for their insurance, the search for all of that, we need to encourage them, because sometimes it gets difficult.
Yes.
It gets very difficult when the insurance that you had, that you paid faithfully for all them years, now you want to collect on it. They say, well, I'm sorry, but did you read the fine print? The fine print says that I only have to give you this much. To build maybe a shack.
That's right.
Of a house that you had that was your home.
Amen.
It's discouraging. Amen. But I want you to encourage them to let go and let God be their God. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot make people do right.
Yes. That's right.
God is the only one that can make people do right.
Amen.
Amen. So let go of that weight of walking around and feeling helplessness.
Yes.
Let go and let God be their conscience. Amen. Another thing is confusion. God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
God is a author of order.
Amen.
He wants things done decently and in order. Amen. So when you walk around or I know sometimes when people are at my job, I tell somebody to do something. They don't want to do it. So they go to another boss and say, well, can I, you know, and put something else on it so they can get around doing it. And trying to confuse people. So what we do now is we have a meeting.
Yeah.
For the minds, all the supervisors.
Yeah.
And say, okay, this is what's laid out for this, and that's what's laid out for that. So when they come to you trying to confuse you and turn and twist things up, we said, no. That's not how it is.
That's right.
This is what you're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why I want to encourage you, when you confuse, let go.
Let go.
And let God be your conscience.
Amen.
Amen. He will never steer you wrong.
Thank you.
He will never confuse you.
Amen.
It's either or. You can't serve two masters.
Amen.
You can only serve one.
Amen.
And I implore you to let God be the master that you serve.
Amen.
In your finances. Money is a hard thing. Amen. We work hard. Those of us that work hard, those of us that are in retirement, we worked hard for the money that we have. But it seems like we never have enough. Never have enough. Easy come, easy faster go.
Faster to go.
Man, it just seems like I get a check and man, I call my, I had this much, and but I paid this and I paid that, I paid this. And I look around and it's two more weeks before payday.
I know.
And I, where did it all go? Where did it all go? Amen. But see, we have to let go and let God be our finances. God says, you know, I take care of the birds, I take care of the animals. What more would I do for you? My child.
Amen.
So a lot of times in our financial straits, we, you know, and it's the enemy tries to work on my mind on this. I drive a truck a lot, you know. I've been driving a truck, and I go and I see all these people growing up.
All over.
And right now it's harvest time. And you see big old buds on them. You know, that's stuff that's worth money. It's just money growing there. Money just waiting. And you know these people aren't doing it for medical purposes.
No, they're doing it
because they want the money.
That's right.
Amen. But see, we have to let go of those thoughts. And see, the thoughts in my mind says, you know, I go by this house and it don't seem like nobody's there. Amen. That was telling me, take this address down. Come back when they knock on the door, see if there's anybody. Ain't nobody there. Go in there and take that stuff and sell it.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's the enemy does.
He talks to you.
Yeah, he tries to make you think it's your thought.
You know, and I said, you a lie.
Yeah, right.
I go up in there, somebody laying in wait to shoot and kill me.
They are.
So I'm saying, in your finances, don't do things that are not right.
That's right.
To make an extra buck.
That's right.
All money ain't good money.
Amen.
Amen. Everything that glitters is not gold.
Amen.
So in your finances, let go of all those ill-gotten gain thoughts.
Yes.
Let God provide. He said He would.
Hallelujah.
In your health. Amen. A lot of us don't feel good all the time.
Amen.
Hi, Ellen.
Amen.
But we have to let go.
Amen.
We have to let God. He said, by His stripes we are healed.
Yes.
I'm reminded of the lady who had the issue of blood. 12 long years, she suffered. Some of us get a little headache. Oh, Lord, I got a headache. I can't take it.
No.
We get some sniffles. Instead of getting Kleenex and blowing your nose, you taking all kinds of pills. You depending on man to get you well. That's not what God said.
Hallelujah.
He said, let go of these things.
Hallelujah.
Let me take care of
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Trust Him.
Hallelujah.
The last one I want to talk about is depression. You see a lot of people walking around with their heads down, looking like they got the weight of the world on their shoulders. You talk to them, they don't look dry. I'm just depressed. Mm-hmm. I'm just sad. Uh-huh. Well, why are you sad? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just sad. They don't even know what they're sad about. Mm-hmm. But they're sad and depressed. Amen. God, He's not a depressed God. He's a lively God. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In your depression, a lot of depression leads to suicide. Leads to things that you don't want to do. But because you think that nobody cares, nobody understands you, we need to encourage people to let go of those thoughts.
Amen.
Let God handle your situation.
Thank you.
Let God be your God. Let God be your light. Amen. He is not a God of darkness.
Amen.
When you speak His name, it's like turning on the light switch.
Amen.
Not dark no more.
All right.
Life. So there's no need for us as children of God to be confused.
Man.
To worry about where the next dollar is coming from. To worry about where the next meal is coming from.
Yeah.
To worry about our health. Although, like you said, we're in this human body, we're going to get sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But we don't have to. When sick, we don't have to go these extra efforts in order to get. What we have to do is call on God, trust on God, believe His word. Amen. Call on Him.
Yes.
Amen. Most of all, when we get depressed, He don't want us to take our lives. He don't want us to do things that we ordinarily wouldn't do, and that's what depressed people do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
They, like I said, they walk around with their heads hung down,
and they just don't care.
They don't think anybody cares.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, in closing, I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter. I think it's 5 and 7. When we get down and we seem like we're in a hole so deep that we can't climb out of. We're in a tailspin that we can't reverse it. Amen. Know this, that Jesus loves you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. He cares about you.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I noticed in my book, it says all your care, not some of your care. All your care.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because He careth for you. That don't mean He, careth mean He continually cares about you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Not that, okay, He got me out of this situation.
Uh-huh.
That's all He's good for.
Yeah.
He continuously cares for you.
Amen.
As long as you're alive,
Amen.
He cares for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So let go and let God be your God.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.